Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you, Vice Chair Hinojosa-Chair Hoffman and Senator Kolkhorst this morning. We thank your office for working to address the concerns of all stakeholders and ensuring Texans with disabilities and their families are involved in the legislation that impacts them. I am Nate Lyon, Public Policy and Advocacy Coordinator with the ARC of Texas. We are a statewide membership organization that promotes, protects, and advocates for the human rights and self-determination of Texans with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Our knowledge and experience over the past 70 years with our members shows that the vast majority of individuals with IDD can manage their own affairs with informal assistance or guidance, or utilize alternatives to guardianship. It is critical that any substantive change to the guardianship process garners adequate time, thought, and input from a variety of stakeholders. And unfortunately, HB 1675, as it stands right now, has numerous unintended consequences. House Bill 1675 removes due process as well as hard-fought guardianship protections for Texans with disabilities. As has been said before, removing an individual's rights and freedoms should not be an easy process. These current processes are in place to protect individuals' IDD's rights, as well as their interests are represented. One of our members, who I've shared your story with you today, is the guardian of her 18-year-old son, and she has said it best. I'd like to share her quote. Current law did not stop me from being a parent to my son. Instead, current law ensures my son's civil rights are protected by an unbiased party and are not removed unnecessarily. Every situation is unique. There is no debate about a family's right to pursue guardianship. The real mistake is codifying the removal of a disabled Texan's civil right to due process. We recognize that guardianship reform can go further. Texas should study ways to reduce or eliminate costs, assist families in navigating the complex options, and establish consistent procedures regardless of where an individual lives. However, we do not support weakening the due process Texans with IDD deserve before having their rights removed. Thank you for your time and consideration, and we look forward to working with you all in the future.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.